Greetings, this is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got an interesting show. We were hoping to get Blue Thunder on the show, but he's out somewhere in the wilderness and can't get a hookup. So you've got us and some call-ins and some great people that have come to the ranch and had some pretty amazing experiences, as usual. It seems to always continue to manifest here, the activity, the sightings and clearings and all the other things that go on here. But a lot of people have been asking, so many questions. They've been wanting me to cover this Ellenlin experience. And from my understanding is, and from talking to the higher beings, it's not a comet. I mean, they made it very, very clear. It's not a comet. Whether it's Planet X or not, we haven't been able to nail that down, but it's definitely something much bigger. So anyway, people who are watching this, do a search on Ellenlin. Do your own research, because there's some major timelines coming up, and this is going to enter our system, and we need to be paying attention to this. And almost every alignment we've had with the sun and the earth and this comet, Ellenlin, there's been a major quake or volcanic eruptions, things of that nature. Major events happen every time this alignment happens. So something is perturbing all the planets in our system in a major way, and the Earth is definitely being affected by this object. So this object has a much bigger impact than we're being told. It's not just a little comet zipping across the heavens. It's something else. So anyway, I'm going to tell you some of the major alignments. June 20th, it enters our system, our solar system. And as it comes through, September 26th, it flies between the sun and our Earth, which is going to be a major event. Anybody knows about the electric universe, when things pass between us and the sun, know that there's going to be some major events happening. I mean, just solar eclipses and things of that nature create major events on the planet. Imagine another large body comes zipping through here, you know, between the Earth and the sun. Now, October 28th, and some people say November 4th, but what's interesting, the first readings we got were October 28th. We moved through the tail. The Earth actually moves through the tail of this object. And, that could mean a lot of things coming down, debris, meteors, comets, whatever, you know, chunks coming down, raining down all over the Earth. So that could be a major event. And I need to look into this on a little more in depth, but you know, anytime we pass through the tail of one of these objects, we're going to have quite a show. How close that show comes to Earth is a different story. I do think we are going to have some major impacts from this. As the Earth, you know, moves through its tail, the next major alignment is November 24th, and that's the last alignment as it moves out of our system. Now, what's interesting is October 28th is the date of the Mayan calendar, the ending of the Mayan calendar, which I think that is very interesting, according to Carl Coleman. And so there's a lot of the New World Order boys are scurrying right now, and they're going, wait a second, we thought we had till December 21st, 2012, and now maybe we don't, and something else is coming in. And so they're scurrying to get ready, and they're getting all their undergrounds prepared, and they got their tickets, you know, to the elite have their tickets to go underground. And so they're paying major attention to this. And so one would wonder how come the news and NASA and other people are playing it down. I think we know the answer to that. So we need to just start paying attention to this and start watching. You know, watch the sun in the morning and see if you see a major incoming object. Because around June, you're going to be seeing some things coming in that are going to be very, very obvious to just about anybody who's watching. Now, another thing going on is that we are moving into a new place in space, a highly energized place in space, a major plasma bubble, you might say. And that's really kicking things up. It's the Earth is moving up in frequency. She's going through a massive leap in evolution and consciousness. So that's another event going on. We're getting hit with what used to be 50 major energy bursts a day. Now it's up to 500 from other sources, other outside sources. And we're moving into alignment with galactic plane. So basically put all this together, and there's one thing I can predict with 100% accuracy is that we are going through changes. And how we experience these changes, I think, is up to each individual. One teacher said that, you know, there's going to be as many realities, you know, as there are people unfolding on the planet right now. So, you know, it's all up to us to tap in, make our own personal connection, get our own inner guidance going, and move with that information with loving detachment. That's the bottom line. You cannot depend on the media. You cannot depend on, you know, your leaders. You cannot depend on your scientists, especially your bot scientists. They are not going to tell you what's up. So the best way to find out is what's up is to go within and, you know, and find out. Because there's going to be a lot of people out there saying nothing's up, you know, keep shopping, don't worry, don't rock the boat, everything's going to be fine, and we're all going to hold hands and ascend and nothing to worry about. And some are going to say, hey, max out your credit cards because, you know, the ships are coming, they're going to pick us up, so no worries. And, you know, there's all these things going on out there that we need to be aware of and pay attention to. That anything that's disempowering you to make your own, you know, take care of your own business, basically, is something I would really start looking at, you know, because it's such, you know, it's up to each and every one of us to take care and prepare on every level, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually as well, on every levels. So there's one thing I wanted to talk about is that, you know, without a doubt, the Earth is ascending. She's moving forward, and she's taking this quantum leap. And we have to match her frequencies if we're going to stay here. So I don't care how much money you have and how deep your underground is and how much protection you have. It doesn't matter if you don't match the frequency. So this is something that's not going to bail you out, you know, with this situation. Everybody has to evolve. We all have to rise to the occasion. We all have to start living in harmony with each other and the planet if we're going to stay here. And these other groups that think they're going to rise up and control everything afterwards are going to have a major implosion, you know, with their own realities and their own energies. And it's already happening as we speak. So that's the bottom line is that I always say focus on love and joy and peace and make that bliss your reality, but also pay attention. And those who want to just stay in the moment, that's great, but might want to pay attention to future moments because, you know, by doing that, by paying attention to your own inner guidance, those your present now might be telling you that you might want to be looking at the future nows and prepare on every level. You know, so, you know, a lot of times we will not hear the messages. We refuse to listen to the messages because of attachment. You know, that's the bottom line. We're attached to people, places, and things. We're attached to jobs, lifestyles, homes. You know, we're attached to living on the beaches or living on the rivers or, you know, we're attached to living on top of fault lines or volcanoes. So that very attachment is something that we're all going to have to face in the future. And so we need to really pay attention. You know, I tell people don't wait for me to tell you what to do. That's really not my job. You need to go within and again, make your own God, spirit, creator connection or establish your own inner guidance and start listening to that inner guidance. We've got so many things happening. I wanted to talk about this last burst that came through. There was a major coronal mass ejection or solar flare, as a lot of people call them, and a huge burst off the sun, and that was piggybacking on a proton stream that was already coming in. So we just got a huge dose of energy coming in, and that is going to create a major shift. And I don't know if you've noticed around you, but a lot of people aren't handling these new energies very well. Some people are going ballistic. Some people are processing and just venting all their frustrations and unresolved issues on others on every level. And when these huge bursts of energy come in, you know, the victims are going to go after the tyrants. And the tyrants are going to go after the victims, and the saviors are going to try to save everybody, and all that's going to be amplified, and it's time to step out of that circle and let people work their stuff out and heal your own inner victim and take care of that little tyrant that wants to control everything within, and also take care of that person that wants to save everybody. You know, we're all eternal beings. We're on our earth walk. We've chose this walk to experience, life and experience whatever life has to offer here on this earth at this time. So there are no victims, and we're all walking down a path that we've chosen. We've chosen to come here. We bought the earth ticket, and, you know, there's an old saying, gods don't do boring things. You know, sometimes I think about sitting around in bliss, how boring, you know. I want to go shake things up. You know, I want to have some challenges and things like that, and that's pretty much what everybody did here. We just forgot. You know, we got caught up in the dream and the drama, and we forgot that we chose this drama and this experience, and that same God that chose this drama and this experience can actually choose another reality or a different experience, and those very choices are what are creating our tomorrow. So enough said on that. There's just so many changes going on, and what I'm seeing is that the beast right now is just up and in everybody's face, and everybody is seeing the beast for what it is. It's being fully exposed, and this falls right into the Native American prophecies. And the beast does not rest till it just totally controls and dominates and owns everything and everyone. That's its program. And this system that the beast owns is designed to protect the system. It cares nothing about humanity or the earth. It's there to promote the system, and that system is all-consuming. That's its program. And we need to wake up and smell the coffee here, because that system right now has run amok. It's just unbelievable what I see happening to people. You know, these freedom dances at the Jefferson Memorial, where people are slammed down, handcuffed to the ground, and all they're doing is walking around dancing. You know, they're not even playing music or anything. You know, they have maybe their iPhones hooked in, and these police are slamming them down. You know, there's farmers, there's people just selling milk, you know, straight milk. They're getting hit by SWAT teams. They're coming in and shutting them down. The Amish now, you know, are branded as terrorists because they're driving around in their buggies selling milk. You know, raw milk, just basically as it comes out of the cow, as nature wanted us to have it, you know. And now they're branded as terrorists. You know, it's just, you know, SWAT teams on the Amish, come on, give me a break. I mean, at what point do you say enough's enough? And I know they just released all these GMO foods again, the alfalfa and everything else, and now they're finding out these foods are killing cattle. And cattle are becoming sterile, and they're having all these serious side effects by feeding these GMO foods to livestock. And, you know, humans as well. I mean, there's serious, serious complications coming from these GMO foods and strange viruses and bacteria. They're having, you know, disastrous effects on people, but they're just pushing them through as fast as they can. But, you know, what we're seeing over and over as the bottom line is the beast, you know, is the corporate elite and their bot politicians, and they're in total control right now, and they're going to have their day, and they're going to have their run, and it's up to the people to rise up and just set some boundaries and just say, no, we're not going there. You know, don't buy the seed. Don't eat the seed. Don't participate in that on any way whatsoever. There's a great resistance, you know, coming up where people are just not participating anymore. And that is the bottom line. Don't participate. It cannot continue without your participation. So anyway, the good news is that there's this huge wave of energy coming through, and people are waking up fast, even within the system, and leaving the system and saying, this just is not right, what's going on here. And they can't continue, and they're walking out, and all the whistleblowers are coming forward, and everything is being exposed on every level. And that's what Armageddon is. It's the great uncovering. Everything is being uncovered. So pay attention, you know, watch as everything comes up, and and gets exposed and watch those behind these scams and schemes, you know, start scurrying for cover, because that's basically what we're in right now, is we're in that process, you know. So basically we are walking through the same program that we did back in Atlantis, where Atlantis split. And those that were self-serving, that wanted to use technology to control and dominate others, you know, rose to power. And they took over the Law of One, or the people that wanted to serve those less fortunate, or to help, you know, help people that were, you know, they saw the Creator in everyone and everything, and they wanted to live in harmony with each other and the planet. Well, these other, you know, warlords and tech lords and these other people took over. And look what happened back then. Well, we have the same process right now. We have the war industry, the tech industry, you know, the high-tech war industry, you might say. You know, we've got the pharmaceutical industries and the bio war systems going out there, especially this last E. coli outbreak. Everybody that's looking at this E. coli outbreak is saying that this is a bioweapon. It's been manufactured in a lab. You know, some of the other ones were as well, that they were dropping off. So all of these threats basically are actually coming from within. There's a lot of activity in the UFO field as well. It just seems that, you know, governments are letting out all their files, and some governments are saying, oops, you know, we destroyed them. Sorry, we don't have any. you know, like Australia, people are screaming over that, saying, what the heck? Why are you saying the files were destroyed? And I go, nope, sorry, can't find them. They're destroyed, you know. And I go, well, that sounds just like the good old U.S. But anyway, you know, the other people that are releasing their files, they're not releasing all the files, because there are major events that happened that have not, you know, been released, that anybody in the UFO field knows about. You know, so I would not count in any way whatsoever on the government to come clean on this. If they do actually bring in UFOs, they'll start doing it to twist it. They're going to twist it into making them another threat. They're running out of threats. They're running out of terrorists. They're running out of countries. You know, they're running out of everything. And so now they've got to create a new threat, and that's going to be, you know, an alien invasion. So if they do finally release, hey, yeah, UFOs here are here, and we've been fighting them, but we just didn't want to tell you because you weren't old enough for this. You're not evolved enough to know about this, but we've got everything under control. You know, we hear all these stories over and over again, but what about the benevolent ones? Do you ever hear them talk about the you know, spiritually and technologically advanced ones that have been coming and going? You know, the ones that are so evolved, there's nothing they can do about them. Well, you know, it's not a matter of coming through governments or through the media itself. It's a matter of just looking up, because they're showing up everywhere. I'm seeing amazing footage from Poland, you know, from Moldavia. I'm trying to think of these other ones. I've been sent where fleets in Mexico, fleets of ships are flying over major cities and towns. We had the major flyovers in, you know, Texas and New York and London and several other places. So they've kicked it up, and the major disclosure is coming from the skies right now. And all you got to do is go on YouTube and type in UFO 2011. And you will just be inundated with incredible footage, you know, of UFO activity around the world. And I would suggest everybody does that, you know, or get it, sign up for our newsletter. Go to eSETI.org, sign up for our newsletter. We put this stuff out all the time, major sightings around the world, you know, as well as other things. So it would be good to sign up for the newsletter if you want to know what's going on. I've got a few people here I want to bring on. We are doing a sky watch as usual. And last night we had some major activity here, and hopefully some of the people have come back from dinner that will talk about some of the things that they saw last night and experienced, you know, here, as well as energy and some of the clearing sessions and other things that we do. So we're going to go back to one of our standard old formats and start interviewing some of the guests that are here at the ranch, and hopefully we can hook up that line. So I think we're
Scott's online here.
Okay, we've got somebody. All right, Scott, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me, James?
I can hear you. Hey, awesome. I've got a couple questions for you. I know last night your group saw some pretty incredible things. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we really did. There are two really interesting things that occurred. But first, I just wanted to share that I hadn't been here since August of last year, so it had been almost 10 months for me, and I was really excited to just come back and be part of this experience again. We drove an hour and a half from the Portland area, and as soon as we pulled onto the property, within 2 seconds, I started laughing uncontrollably, and I was giddy like a little schoolgirl. Yeah, just full of endorphins and just this wonderful sensation all over my body. And it's stayed with me since I've been here. And as a matter of fact, myself and Talon and Josh were walking around last night, and we walked off the property briefly. And I looked at Josh and I said, "Did you feel that?" And he said, "Oh yeah, the actual energy, the sensation was just gone." And then we walked back onto the property, and sure enough, it comes right back. So there's something very special about this place and this land and the people on it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's quite a vortex. Can you talk about what you saw? I mean, some people said they saw some pretty incredible things up there in the sky last night.
Yeah, so I guess the primary ship that I saw, there was a group of us walking around near the rocks. We watched a very bright ship that was arcing across the sky, about 45 degrees. And it was moving along at a pretty straight clip, but then it started to curve downward toward the Earth. Uh-huh. And then it got sharper and sharper down, and it was just very bright and very sparkling. And we watched it, and there were five of us just mesmerized by it. It didn't put on much of a show. It did get fairly bright. But, you know, when you're looking at something that's just genuine, you can just feel it in your heart. And we were all just standing there, just waiting, and just watching it leave, and it was just very peaceful. And one of my friends is here for the first time, so it was just nice for her to get a look. And because she said, "What's the chance that I'm going to see a UFO out there?" 90%. So after that, you know, 2-3 minutes of watching this, I said, "Casey, that's one." So at least she got one before it was time to go.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And, actually, Josh is here beside me, so he's got a great story that he and Talon experienced last night. So
yeah, before you go, I wanted to talk to you about the clearing session today. I mean, you had quite a clearing session, and I know a lot of people ask us all the time, what are these sessions like, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. It's really simple. So you sat down across from the beautiful spirit Connie, who's across from me right now. So the two of you use a tipping table to do divination, and I was sitting just perpendicular to you, and you started out asking questions about certain ages, where things had happened to me in my life. And it's really odd. I mean, I won't go into all the specifics of it, but within probably 3 minutes, three ages had come up that were the pivotal ages that things had happened to me when I was a kid. Being bullied or being in love with a girl that, you know, is unrequited or, you know, being picked on for certain things as a young kid. And sometimes we don't realize how much these childhood experiences really shape our perceptions of the world when we get older. So at each one of these ages, you would stop and you would ask me, okay, what happened when you were 5? What happened when you were 9? And I would think about it just for a moment, but then it would pop into my head and I would realize, oh, this is it. And then you would ask the spirit that you were speaking with just to help clear that away. And I would actually feel energy kind of leaving my body, just this negativity just kind of creeping out of my veins and just into the floor. It was really beautiful. We continued that for maybe 10 minutes, went through all the different ages. I learned the name of one of my guides, which is really interesting because it's a name that I've heard many times in my life, but I've never met anyone with that name, but I've always been attracted to that name and never knew why, and now I do. So if I hear the name Micaiah, I'm gonna resonate with that from now on. And toward the end, I was privileged enough that you were able to call in Micaiah, and you touched my head a couple of times, and I had just energy pour through me all down my spine, out my fingertips. And I felt like I was just kind of floating, levitating above the chair a little bit. I just felt light as a feather. And then after a moment of kind of meditating while you two were watching, I just felt this immense energy come into the back of my spine and just light me up like a Christmas tree. I just, this cool, crisp energy of just compassion and love and wisdom. And Connie was actually feeling a lot of energies as they would come through. In fact, oh, yeah, he's making me laugh a little bit. And Connie started giggling like a little schoolgirl. And I said, oh, yeah, wait a minute, here it comes. It's like, oh, wow, it's this happy, giddy, I've got a secret kind of feeling. And she's like, yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So this stuff is absolutely real. And actually just talking to Connie about this a moment ago, you know, when you have an experience that's powerful to you as an individual, and then you can look across the room, you know, next to you, and you can see that that person is having the same experience, it really, it just multiplies it by just a hundredfold, because you know that not only was this a personal experience for me, but someone else, intelligent and loving and a beautiful spirit, is having the same experience, and it just makes you feel like $1 million.
I know, one thing...
And as
we
I left...
Okay.
I was just going to say that after I left later, I felt like I weighed 12 pounds, and I was just floating on air and just feeling so calm, because some of the things that, you know, you don't realize how things affect you. And when you can have an experience and you can recognize it consciously and say, yes, this is probably what's coming up, you talk about it, you acknowledge it, have a little banter back and forth with the three of us about it, and you just kind of feel it melting away. And it's like, you know, a wall that's been blocking you for so long is just vaporized and just melting away. And you didn't even realize there was even a doorway there. And once you get this clearing, you walk out and you just feel empowered. And I feel like $1 million, just smiling ear to ear.
I know when in the clearing, we also hooked you up to some past life stuff and cleared that out, but also connected you with your Star Nation connections.
Yes.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about that if you want.
Yeah, so, you know, I had always thought that I had a little bit of an Andromeda energy just because of a couple experiences that I had here last year, but for me it was mostly a guess. What you brought through was that the first past life came through was of a Lyrian lifetime, and you explained to me in detail that the Lyrians were one of the progenitor races of the Syrians and the Orions, and that they're very ancient and they're full of love and wisdom. And, you know, love, wisdom, and healing are kind of the three qualities that I feel are the strongest in me right now. And then you told me about a second lifetime after you did some more tipping and you know, asking questions and getting the energy coming through you, that it was an Orion lifetime. And, you know, those both resonate with me. And what was really great is at the end, you were sharing some of your own personal experiences, as you're so good to do, about, you know, helping people realize that all of us in the room have had these amazing experiences, and we have connections with people from all over, you know, way outside anywhere you would ever imagine. And you told me that you have had some experience in the past with a very feline energy, and you mentioned something about running on four legs, and I just kind of perked up and almost jumped out of my chair, and I said, wait a minute, James, in my dreams, when I run, I always, always drop to the floor and run on four legs. I've been doing that for maybe 10 years, and I have never, ever understood why. It makes no sense to me, but, you know, and I have this amazing love for cats of all kinds, so, you know, maybe there's something in there related to that. But
there's always more to the story.
It's right.
You know, basically, I'm sure that'll unfold, but the main thing we do is clear out any unseen negative energies and any blocks and patterns, and then, you know, kind of open the gate, and then that it begins from there, and then the Andromedans and the Syrians and all these other beings start coming in. So you know, because we didn't cover that doesn't mean it's not there. We're just clearing out the patterns and opening up connections.
I mean, who are we to know? I mean, I might have had 100 lifetimes. You know, we just didn't have time to go through all that. You know, so you brought out the ones that I probably right now in my life needed to recognize. And maybe that also related to some of the things that we cleared away. And I remember I was walking back out to the tent, and my new friend Sheena said, wow, you're really grounded right now. So just calm and just feeling wonderful.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you know, the one thing you can't argue with, I know there's a lot of people that do psychic readings and things like that, and they'll tell you about this event or that event, but this process actually goes in there and it moves it out. It totally clears it out. And you can't deny the energy that comes through. And that's what I always tell people. Forget about the words. It's the energy connection that happens. Just remember what that felt like, because that you'll always take with you.
Yeah, and I should probably try to put a little bit of that into words here. There were moments when I felt almost an electricity moving through me. There were times when my ankles felt really vibrating, and I think Connie's were maybe doing the same thing at the time. She's nodding her head. I'm feeling lighter than air, and a couple of times I was just wiping tears from my eyes because you were talking and it was resonating with me so much, and my eyes were just watering. I just felt this love coming through, and it's just beautiful, and it's so empowering. It's kind of hard to describe. It's just something you should experience. Very liberating and wonderful.
Yeah, hopefully it's something everybody will experience eventually. With this big shift going on, I think it's inevitable. We're all going to be we're all going to be going through that experience, if not through these sessions, through the Earth transition itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, my life has changed so much in the past year. I mean, I'm doing things now regularly that I had no idea I wouldn't even have conceived of being able to do things, like remote viewing and energetic healing. It's just almost coming automatically to me, even without much effort. It's a recognition of something like, oh, wait, I do know how to do that. I don't know why, but yeah, this just feels right. So,
yeah, it's the open
Yeah, and there's one final thing I'd like to talk about that happened last night.
Sure.
When we first got here, we went out to the river, and we were just kind of hanging out, watching the water, and just talking amongst each other. And my friend Josh takes his digital camera out and snaps a picture just as we're walking down toward the water. And he showed it to me, and my jaw dropped. And he had to go back and forth on the photographs, too, because what it looks like is a being made of water. And it's facing the camera, and there are clearly two eyes, two bright light eyes looking at the camera. And it reminds me of one of those walking trees from Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah.
It was very tall and spindly, and its arms were kind of curling in water, and it looked like it was completely composed of water. And I just kept saying, that's a water elemental. It's got to be. What else could it be? And I mean, if you haven't seen the photograph, you really should take a look at it. But you know what? You come out here and you spend enough time at the ranch, things like this just become second nature. And it becomes less surprising, and it just reinforces what you already know, and you leave feeling just like reinvigorated and like your battery's been charged, and can go back into the crappy job for however much longer.
I still get off on some of these pictures and the ships coming in and everything else. It still excites me because it reinforces, my beliefs and my experiences and everything else. And when you go back into social consciousness, or you go back into the mainstream, which I have to do now and then, it's good to have those mirrors or those validations to keep you, on track, basically.
And every person you can share the experience with could potentially share the experience with many others that would share it. And we just, over time, we're gradually pulling back that veil, and people are waking up and not being glued to the televisions and the consumer lifestyle that you mentioned earlier. You have to look up in the sky, and you have to look inside your heart, because that's where the answers are.
That's the brain killer. Between the TV and all the food additives and the aspartame and the fluoride and everything else, you just got to get all that out of your system, and you'll be surprised what happens.
Yeah. Read a book. Stay away from TV news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, well, thanks so much for
the
room. Also
in the room with me is Connie and Josh. So,
great. Yeah, put them on. Whoever wants to come on.
All right. Thanks a lot, James. I enjoyed talking to you, and I'll see you around. Here's Josh.
All right.
Hello, James.
Hey, Josh. Glad you're back at the ranch.
Yes, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess you've got a pretty amazing photo. We'll have to put that up somehow. Maybe I can put it up on the site here, on the BBS site, so people can see it. Besides the photo, I guess you saw some other things. Do you want to talk about some of the other things you experienced last night?
Yeah. First of all, there was some. I remember actually driving up here when we were driving along the roads, coming into Trout Lake. When you're driving up here, you can sort of feel like the energy shift. You can feel you're out in nature. You're out surrounded by nature and trees, and you just kind of relax. And I was just looking out the window, looking at the scenery and the moonlight. And I was kind of looking in the sky, seeing if I can see any ships, maybe. And as I was doing that, I just saw this like strobe in the trees, probably like 50 feet in the air, like up in the trees. And I kind of like took a second look, and then I was like, did I really see that? And I saw it again, and it strobed again at me. And stuff like that happens all the time, it seems. But so we got up here, and we kind of went to the river, and we kind of were walking around just checking out the property. And it was kind of later in the night that when my friend Talon and I were walking around and kind of talking, and we were walking back towards our tents, and I noticed that there was, like, sort of a flicker on his face when I looked over at him, as if we were, like, standing by a campfire. And I realized that something was illuminating us, so I kind of looked to my right, and I saw that there was this bright white light that was flickering and sort of pulsing, and it was just so bright that you could almost, like, read by it, and it was probably, like, a mile away. And it was just, it was so bright, and it was composed of, it was like a diamond shape, and there was actually, like, a second light on top of it that was smaller, and they were both just kind of sitting there, and so we were watching it and talking about it, and actually started videotaping it, and as I was doing that, like, another light popped up next to it, kind of an orangish light, and it was just really interesting. They were just kind of dancing about, and the reddish light would, like, disappear and then reappear, and can't really say much else about it. It was just really something I've never really seen before, as far as, like, the brightness and just the pulsing. We were thinking of going to grab our friends to come and look at it, so we did that, and as soon as we got back to the spot, it wasn't there. And we could see in the spot where it was that there wasn't it wasn't the strobing light that we were looking for. There was just, you know, the landscape and the houses out there, and I think there's a road out there too. But another thing that we saw later in that night, actually, I think the most profound thing I saw last night was this bluish bubble that I actually watched appear in the sky, and it was just really interesting that we were having this conversation about our own experiences, and we were kind of all in a circle, just the three of us talking, and as my friend Talon was describing an experience he had recently, and he's talking about how he's connecting with his spiritual guides and connecting with his higher self. And I was kind of asking myself a question and asking myself sort of like, am I on the right path, or what can I be doing that would be more fulfilling to my purpose in this? And as I thought that, I kind of looked away and looked up in the sky, and literally, like, the spot that my eyes were focused on, there was just this bluish light that seemed to appear from, like, a tiny, tiny point, and it expanded into a bubble. And only the edges were really illuminated, but it was kind of filled with this murky, bluish light. And I just was watching it for a few seconds, and it just kind of imploded into itself and into nothing and disappeared. And actually, I've seen a lot of UFOs, not only up here, but all over. I mean, everywhere I go, I've always seemed to see things, and really, I've never seen anything like that before. And I thought that it was also, you know, when you're kind of you're asking for guidance, you're asking for, right, is this right, or am I on the right path, or something. You always will get some kind of, like, nudge or response, or like they're just cheering you on the sidelines or something, and it's just like, is this reassurance? So sort of like, oh, yeah, like, I kind of forgot for a second, but right, that's where it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
amazing when you have those validators pop up and give you those personal experiences. Nobody can take those away from you.
Yeah. And sometimes it's hard to describe, because it's not always, like, so, what am I saying, trying to say, like, physical, or like a UFO or something like that. Like, for me, at least, a lot of those types of experiences are almost in a way so subtle, sometimes it's hard for me to describe. But it's sort of like the Matrix, you know, and they're like, all our guides, our spirits, or our higher self is always speaking to us through the Matrix, and if you're not paying attention, you won't notice, but once you start to pay attention, then you can't not notice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that again and again, where one person will, you know, there'll be three or four people standing there, and some event will happen, and maybe one out of three sees it, or three out of four will see it. You know, you just never know. And one person will be looking right at it. We had a news crew here. It was amazing. And this big ship came over and just powered up right over the campfire. And everybody jumped up. and said, "Oh my, look at, you know, my God," you know, everybody jumped up and pointed up at it. And the cameraman and his person that came up from LA, they didn't see it. And they go, they're blown away, and they go, "You know, we saw all you guys jump up, and everybody got excited. It all happened at once." And they said that, and they were looking right at it, and the guy was, you know, didn't even pick his camera up because he couldn't see it. He never saw it, and his friend didn't either that was there. And what I saw is that they're so involved in one matrix that they couldn't see outside of it, or they're so embroiled in social consciousness that they didn't have the reference points, or it was just not frequency specific to them. They just could not see the ship, and it was huge. It was like I couldn't believe they couldn't see it. It was so big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely you know, what how you perceive reality makes it true. You know, so mm-hmm. what is true for you is not necessarily true for another, and that's their reality, and you can't really change that. So.
No, you can't still want to another being, you know. All you can do is provide a possibility, and they have to choose it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just the way it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there's been so many great experiences late, especially like coming up here, and it's just been great to come back up here this year, and it's always just a welcoming when you come back after a while.
Oh yeah, we're glad you're back. I always love seeing your face come up here. I know the elves.
Yeah, it's great to see you too. And everyone here is so kind and so open. It's just great.
Great. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. I guess Connie's there, and I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's who's here right now. And
right.
Yeah, I'll give the phone to her, and I look forward to sky watching tonight. I'm sure it's going to be really positive experience tonight.
Oh,
for
yeah,
everyone here. So
definitely. Be a fun one. I can feel the energy already.
Hi, James.
Hey, welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'd love to hear just, you know, you can talk a little bit about some of your experiences here. I know you've seen some shifts and participated in a lot of the spiritual practices as well. So go ahead and you know, just, you know, talk just like you're talking to me, and let us know some of your experiences.
Oh boy, where do I even begin? There's been so many experiences
yeah.
Every day. I want to describe the first experience I had when I first came to SETI back in October. I only stayed for a couple of days, and I was walking along the Field of Dreams doing an intention walk. And I called in all of the star brothers and sisters, my guides, all the angels and ascended masters. And I was just praying to lead me, teach me, show me, guide me how to open to universal love, unconditional love, and self-love. And within 10 minutes, I look up into the sky, and there was a heart-shaped cloud so evident in the sky amidst the chemtrails. And it was the perfect dichotomy of what can occur when love enters the field. And
mm-hmm.
it was such a beautiful experience. My heart just opened wide, and I was just so giddy and happy and free and just so open. And that was my first experience at East Betty. And then I met you up in Shasta. I want to discuss a little bit about the clearing process that you did on me. I know Scott, he expressed his process. Mine was a little bit similar in that when we went through the clearing process through the ages, something came up at age 3 and 5, that when you asked me what happened at age 3 and 5, my personality self could not remember for the life of me what had happened at age 3 and 5, that would have created a blockage of some sort. But at the same time, I felt this really, really deep sadness. I was just crying. I was just bawling. I was so deeply sad, especially my solar plexus and my first three chakras. And after the clearing, when I felt into the energies, I had the biggest unveiling and remembrance that I've had to this date so far, and it was a memory of what happened at age 3 and 5 that I had suppressed for almost 40 years. And that was, what, less than a month ago, I think?
Yeah.
And since then, my life has completely changed. I don't even recognize it anymore. I released so many patterns. That remembrance allowed me to understand why I had certain patterns and why the patterns kept running me. And now that I'm aware of it, I am releasing those patterns. And golly, wow, my life is so different now. Talk about releasing the patterns, especially with mass consciousness. I just quit a job that I just started, and I am totally living from the heart and following my intuition, my guidance, following my heart. And so being here on the ranch the last 2 weeks, I believe, I've seen so many miracles and manifestations, from ships powering up in the sky, then U-turns, and what else? I've seen animal beings, shadows. They look like shadows, but they're animal beings just kind of running across the field. And I had my first experience of a gray the other night, and I never really felt that kind of energy that intensely. But James, you're always doing clearings. You're doing clearings, God, like 24 hours a day. And yeah. So you happened to do a clearing, but it felt different. And so I said, what are you doing? And you said, I'm clearing. And I go, but it feels different. And it was a nasty, nasty taste in my mouth, and I felt nauseous. And then you did the clearing, and it, of course, it went away. And that's what you do here. You do so many clearings of all types of energies, and you keep this land pristine and sacred. And so, yeah, that's been my experiences. And we've done Yigong in the morning. The initiation. Oh, goodness, Scott kind of described that a little bit earlier. But when you first did the initiation on me, it totally opened up my angel wings, and I was completely blissed out. I don't even know for how long, for hours. And you taught me how to ground and disconnect from that energy if I wanted to. But I loved being in that space. It's so fun and joyous. And if anybody is so lucky and gracious to receive that initiation from you, oh gosh, you're in for some awesome energies.
I know. We just had fun down at the Awakening Center in Rainier, where we had I don't know how many people there, maybe 60 people or so, so I showed people the initiation. And I know there was one of the women that asked that, you know, she wanted to see the initiation. So I just did a couple people to show them what it's like. And when they just blew and went off, everybody goes, I want that, you know. And so we ended up, I think we did all 60 people, I'm not sure, but just rows and rows kept coming up and more chairs. And God, at the end of that day, I had to go just lay on the grass. I was toast. But it was fun just watching people blow open and feel the energy and shift into that ecstatic bliss, and, you know, all the other stuff just falls away.
Exactly. Even when you did the initiation on me in Shasta at the Wesak Festival, my girlfriend Melinda saw, and she said, I'll have what she's having. And so, of course, the line started there as well.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, but... Anyway, I love doing it. I just tell people all I'm doing is introducing you to yourself, you know, your true self. And and really within everyone is just this loving, joyous, you know, wise and powerful God or goddess waiting to come forward. And that's what the initiation does. It just activates that and lets you experience, you know, that love and joy and bliss within yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Boy, can you imagine if the whole world experienced that?
Yeah, we wouldn't have wars and all the againstness and greed and separation game. It'd all just go out the door.
Exactly. Yes.
Which is why a lot of people would like to see us go away, but we're not.
No. We're going.
But, well, anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all that. And, you know, hopefully it will continue.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for creating such a sacred place for amazing energies of love and light to play here.
Yeah. We've got, unfortunately, we only have about 2 minutes left. And I don't see... Any callers on the line right now, so I guess they dropped off, but we've got 2 minutes left here, and I just wanted to take these last couple minutes and just talk about, you know, these energies and these shifts going on, and when these energies come in, we need to surrender not to some outside source, but to that inner force that's awakening, that's coming forward. You know, I tell people that the day of the guru is over and the real guru is within, and we need to make our own personal connection with Creator, God, or Spirit and move on. And I'm just a hollow tube that allows that to happen. I allow that energy to come through me and activate it within others. But I don't want anybody to follow me. I don't want anybody to try to live their lives the same way I do, because everybody's unique. You all have your own unique purpose for being here, and you need to follow that purpose, find out what that is and get on with it, get it finished, and move on in your own ascension process. But there are tools and there are techniques that we share that help with that process. We can help move the blocks and the patterns that will assist you in making that connection, and that's what we're here for. But one of the things we're not here for is to create a following and have people shifting into that worship outside of self. That's a road to nowhere. So it's very important that any master, teacher, or guru, or whatever else, empowers each individual to make their own personal connection. Empowerment's the key issue here, and not to... you know, be stealing their power through worship and through, you know, everybody sending them energy. That's not the way it works. You know, it's a matter of bending in and connecting, you know, making your own personal connection. So in these times, I would be very, very aware of this situation going on, you know, that there is a major awakening. The energies coming in are just intense. And you're going to see a falling away of the old world and a crumbling of the old consciousness and old social consciousness and a new world taking its place. So it's time to shift into the new world and start creating a world where everybody lives in harmony with each other and the planet, you know, and stop doing anything contrary to that. That's the main key issue, because this old program and the beast is going to die. It's on its way out. It's prophecy. And they even know it. They know their time's up, and they're doing all they can to hold on. But there's no way they can stop this evolutionary process. It's as if the source itself is saying, we're moving to a new neighborhood, and some of you, if you don't change your ways, are not going to be allowed into the new neighborhood. And that's basically what's going on. So there are legions and star nations and angelic guides and masters as I said, the source itself is behind this, you know, galactic core energies behind this. The earth is ascending, you know, all of this is all coming about, and resistance is futile. We just need to get with the program, because the program is on and it's going forward, and we need to get on that boat. So anyway, unfortunately, we're out of time. And so I'm going to turn the airwaves over and get outside tonight. It's a beautiful night here in Washington State, and we're going to go out and watch the ships, and I'm sure there's some amazing ships coming in. But anyway, have a good evening. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Good night.